May the Lord's grace ground us in faith and love until it's time for us to come home. Well, I have a real sweet message this morning. I feel very confident that the Lord is speaking to the whole body here, because it's amazing how I'll post a video not knowing what in the world's going on in everybody's life. And it turns out that Holy Spirit is working the same way throughout the body. And when he gives me a video, it's right on for where we're at the moment. It's just wonderful how beautifully united the body of Christ is. So today is June 12, 2015. As a rule, we don't accept phone calls, but if you do happen to get our number and call, please leave your information so we can get back to you. Okay? Just to give you a little background on this message, the beginning of my day, in my zeal and naivete, I made an attempt to share the rapture with a couple I encountered that were nominal Christians. I told them that the Lord was coming very soon, and we weren't going to be here much longer. They looked at me like I had just grown a tail. I mistakenly mentioned a few more things, like Jade Helm, which again they were clueless about. I thought to myself, here, this is starting in a few days, and they know nothing. And even worse, they look at me as though I had grown another tail. I could actually see and feel them looking at me, wondering where the second tail was going to emerge from. Well, they skillfully steered the conversation back to their reality and moved on to the next thing in their busy schedule. I'd be lying if I told you I didn't feel threatened. I could feel the devils jumping all over me. See there, you are so deceived. They think you're crazy, a religious fanatic. You really blew it this time. Have you ever felt really stupid? Walked away from someone you had a certain degree of respect for and beat yourself up nonstop for a good 2 hours because you shared a prophecy? Stupid, stupid, stupid. What an idiot, what an idiot, stupid. Have you ever done that? Well, I couldn't even count the number of times I've done it. Anyway, I continued to chide myself and I said, look at this beautiful summer day. Everything is blooming, the birds are singing, bees are buzzing, and clouds are towering against the blue sky. Everyone has gas in their tank and food in their bellies. It's so peaceful. How could anything that horrible really happen to America overnight? I must be deceived. I don't see how things could change so radically. I must be crazy. Oh, it's only a matter of time before I'm going to find out how deceived I am. Wow, will I be humiliated, or maybe even need psychiatric care? This is what's going on in my head after this encounter, right? Of course, my sanity began to set back in. Reality and sanity began to grab hold of me again. And so I fought off the lying voices full of condemnation that you really are a religious idiot, saying it's my duty to tell them. They need to know what's coming. At least I won't be responsible for their ignorance. They won't say, why didn't that Christian warn us? She knew about it. And the Lord won't say, I sent you to them. Why did you keep silent? Well, that's how my day began. And after I left their company, I felt like I was walking down a corridor of ranting demons on my right and my left, who were all in my face shouting, idiot, fool, fanatic, deceived, gullible, insane, mentally unstable, lunatic, you're crazy, and on and on and on. It took me a visit with two solid Christians plus 3 hours of sleep to get back into reality. And please, dear family, don't ask me why I'm so weak, please. Haven't I told you enough times that the Lord looked for someone more pitiful than me and couldn't find them, so that's why I'm doing these YouTubes? How many times have I told you that? So please don't write me and say, how could you be such a coward and be so faithless? And just in case you didn't just hear me, the answer is, easy. I am one. That's my nature, without grace. In short, that's what my day was like before I finally made it into worship. With that as my background, I was amazed, really amazed, when I asked the Lord what he wanted to tell us. And this is what he said. Your love for me, the triumph of your love for me, and how you have weathered all scorn and contempt and loved me beyond all reasoning. How you've put men in their place under your feet and kept your focus on the higher things, on me and my faithfulness. You could never fully comprehend the immense treasure that kind of love is to me. When you refuse to reason with doubts, when you come running to me because you have felt threatened and tuck into the shadow of my wings, what a thrill touches my being, because my little creation has defended me to man. I know, I see, I hear the struggles all my brides have with their sanity. Every generation up to this one has had the very same struggles to overcome, and they brought joy to my heart as well. But this generation is the most magnificent in faith, because the opposition is more advanced and powerful than it ever has been. This is the critical generation, the one to witness my coming, the one to witness the most ferocious attacks of the enemy in all dimensions, from beheadings to powerful nightmares to doubts about your sanity. These are all the tactics of the enemy on my people and a force to be reckoned with. And those of you who run to me seeking the shelter of truth, I have bathed in my forgiveness and strengthened in my authority to proclaim the truth boldly. Many of you have witnessed the alienation of your family, and your loved ones have fallen out of step with you and called you deceived. Many have been bashed and criticized for such foolish beliefs as the rapture. Many have lost jobs and spouses because of your so-called delusions, which people want nothing to do with. And what makes me proudest of all is the way you handle your own thinking in the midst of the assault. First, you reject the lies, even though you are sometimes shaken. Then you consult your heart, where you have hidden my promises to you away securely. Then you run to me for strength and forgiveness, for even being frightened by their lies, for even just a second. And some of you say, no matter, though he should kill me, still I will love him. Whatever he does, he has a good reason for doing it. I have beheld the most forceful attacks against your faith and have applauded you as you resisted until there was a breakthrough and your peace was restored. I have also seen the way you have refused to hold bitterness against your enemies. You have forgiven and prayed for them. Yes, I have much to rejoice over, much to proclaim the victory over her flesh and the devil's insinuations, running back to me for comfort and strength with only forgiveness for her enemies. I proclaim victory over this. How proud I will be to lift you up into my arms and proclaim to the world you are indeed conquerors and overcomers. You are my brides, my beloved ones. Continue to stand strong. Hope will not disappoint. Soon you will stand in glory beside me, victorious as you walk into your eternity.